Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Nebraz Hayek podcast. I am happy to tell you that this is my second episode, and I am really excited to share with you the next topic. And it's one of the topics that I tend to give a lot of advice on to my friends. It's basically the will to let go. Initially, I named it the skill of letting go, but then I realized it's not really a skill, because when it comes to letting go of anything, you have to actually want to and really, really, really want to. I know it's kind of close to the last topic that I made a podcast episode about, which was addition by subtraction. If you guys remember, it was basically about letting go of anything that's negative and dragging you down. This is very similar, but it's also different. The will of letting go, it's basically, a lot of times I get a lot of people to ask me questions. A lot of friends have asked me questions over the years if they're in a relationship, in a very bad relationship. And, you know, addition by subtraction basically covers the fact that you need to let go of that person. But the will of letting go, the way of actually making sure that this happens, it is not easy. It is not easy to break up with someone if it's a relationship. Or a habit. So let's cover if it's a relationship, which any of us can relate to. Let's face it, I can relate to. I've had relationships in the past that, you know, I struggled to go through the breakup process. And it's not because that I was worried about, you know, how I'm going to recover from it emotionally, but I didn't want to hurt the other person. And a lot of times I feel like people worry about that. So even if you know it's the right thing, you struggle with the fact that if you are going to do that, then a lot of people will get hurt, even though you think it's just you and that person ending the relationship. So the will of letting go, you have to really want it first. And if you really want it, then you just envision that it worked. I was in a very bad relationship. I don't wish on anybody. It was a very abusive relationship mentally and physically. And it took me a long time to realize that I needed to leave. I knew that I needed to leave, but I did not have the will. I thought of leaving, but I didn't really work hard on making that a reality. And there are a lot of factors out there that kind of stops us from making a decision that's good for us or that we ultimately need to make. Those factors could be family. It could be financial factors. You could be with a person that made you completely reliant and, you know, depending on them, that leaving just seemed impossible, that you could not carry on and life would not be something that you're able to do without that person by your side. And I can sit here and tell you that that's an absolute bull crap. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to not curse a lot. So let's see if I do well in this episode. It is not true when people say you cannot live with a person. It doesn't work that way. You know, you have to absolutely make sure that you are comfortable with yourself. You're confident in your ability to live on your own. The relationship that I was in, I thought to the core of me that I wasn't able to make it in this world without that person. And not that I loved him, because I did not. I didn't need him. It was a difficult situation because, you know, I barely spoke English, and he kind of, that was something that he took advantage of. It was just a very difficult situation. I did not know what was out there for me. I didn't have my family with me, and I didn't know how I'm going to survive. Every job I had, he made sure that financially I wasn't supported, that all the income went to him. So those are the kind of things that kind of made it really difficult for me to see the light beyond that relationship ending. So when I finally decided, that no matter what, things will be great. I told myself over and over again that it's going to work out. Things will be okay. If this is the right decision for me, then whatever's out there may be scary, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's the wrong thing. And scary sometimes is what we need. The scary situations is really sometimes of an indication of a very big change in our lives, and it's not necessarily a bad change. So don't be scared to go after a scary situation, because I can tell you that it was the best decision I've made in my life. And after that, there were so many very, very good decisions that I made. So it's like a chain reaction. When you say bad things happen and how you react to them, it can continue to be another bad thing and another bad thing and even a worse thing. So with good decisions, that's the same thing. You start with one good decision, and it's just going to be a chain reaction of amazing things happen in your life. So that relationship, I was residing in Illinois. I lived in Chicago, and I can tell you, I ran away. There was a blizzard in Chicago, and I had no place to go. I was sitting on a block of ice, had nobody, had a you know, those garbage bags, the black garbage hefty bags. I put in as much as I could as far as clothing, and I had my Dell laptop because I was using it for school. I threw it in there, and school was very important to me, and I was still going to college, and it really was a terrifying experience. But the entire time as I walked out in the freezing cold weather, I still remember I was crying hysterically from happiness. I was terrified. I was scared, but I was very, very happy because I knew it was the right thing to do. And no matter what happens after this, this is when my life began. And that really started because I wanted to move on. I wanted to start. And I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but it was very, very difficult journey, but it was a happy journey. And the reason for that is because it was my journey. I owned it. I was in charge. I was in control. I had the steering wheel, and I was directing my journey to wherever I wanted to go, not him, not me and him together. It was me by myself. You know, it was just my journey. So the will of letting go may seem really impossible sometimes, and it may seem really like a no-brainer for people there from the outside looking at your situation, but I get it. It is not that easy. It is not something that you just wake up in the morning and say, I don't think I need to be with that person. Yeah, on the agenda today, I need to end it. It doesn't work that way. It is absolutely difficult, and I am on your side. I know it's really difficult. I know it's going to be challenging, but is it worth the challenge is what you need to decide for yourself. Is it something that you are willing to see it through because you really want more for yourself? You want more for your free future. And sometimes you might not think that you deserve enough, but does your family deserve a happy child or a happy sister? A happy brother or a happy, you know, you need to be more of who you are to the people around you as well. So if that person is diminishing your value and diminishing your happiness, and then everybody around you sees you as this grumpy or sad or miserable person, you're not just hurting yourself, you're hurting them too. So I encourage you, if you are in a bad situation, to have the will to let go. You can let go of a bad situation. You can let go of a bad relationship, and it's really not as easy as people see it, but it's not as hard or impossible as you see it, as you think it is. I'm constantly giving advice to people, my friends, so feel free to reach out to me and give me your story. Let me know what's going on in your life, and maybe I can offer advice or shed some light on the situation that you are not able to see. I tell people, you know, you can just email me. I have my email, thenebrashayekpodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, you can always message me on my Instagram, Nebras Hayek, or send me a message on my YouTube channel. But I guarantee you that is as bad as the situation may seem, it really is not impossible to fix. There's a solution to every situation. You just have to have the will to let go. You have to have the will to move on, and you have to have the will to be better in your life and have a happier life because you deserve it. As always, I appreciate you listening to my episodes. Like I said, I'm going to try to keep them short and sweet. Eventually, we're going to start interviewing people. But please, please subscribe, have people subscribe, share this with other people. And if you find any value in it, absolutely recommend it to other people. And on that note, peace. And I'm on a roll.